The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Her name is Christina, and her sister got married, and her sister said, look, I want you to be my maid of honor. You can wear whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to get something you can wear more than once. Anything you want to wear, just go ahead.
Okay.
So Christina did, because she's awesome. I'm going to guess that Christina listens to this program.
Okay.
I don't know anything else.
Oh my goodness. What did she wear?
A T-Rex costume. And I think that that is incredibly awesome.
You do.
She wore a T-Rex costume to her sister's wedding, and her sister was okay with it. Like, well, that's Christina.
Well, then they both must listen to the show. If her sister was okay with that, both of them listen to the show.
They're like, good choice. Get something you'll wear more than once. And she's like, I always wanted one of these.
Make an impact.
And so here I am. Time for Brant's three things, three hopefully helpful things for you. Three truths today. Three truths about doubt from a natural doubter. I am a natural doubter. I would say Sherry is, maybe to a lesser extent, but she is too.
Yeah.
Just kind of prone for this. A lot of people are, which is truth number one. If you're dealing with doubt, maybe you're like, is there really a God? I wonder about this. Sometimes I doubt. I'm ashamed to say it. Some people are, but it's like, I just want you to know it's common. It's maybe even expected as far as humans go. Don't beat yourself up for it. Jesus seemed to be pretty patient with it, which is wonderful news. Here's the other thing. Absolute certainty doesn't always happen for everybody. Talk to people about it. That'd be my biggest thing. Make sure before you walk away or you sit and just kind of stew with doubts for a long time, talk to somebody, you know, who's wiser, maybe knows a little more, has thought about stuff, ask the questions. It's not a scandal. You can ask, but don't not talk to somebody about it. Here's the second thing I wanted you to know. We think it's kind of sophisticated to doubt. It's really not. It's very normal to doubt, but it's not like our culture says if you doubt, like, oh, okay, it's more intelligent. It's not. Here's the thing. If, let's say you doubt your Christianity, or you doubt who God is or something, the truth is you're going to start believing something else immediately. And you're not absolutely certain about that either, are you? I mean, whatever it is, every person walking down the street, everybody you see has some sort of a belief system. Are they absolutely 100% certain about it? I think it's a fair question, because since we all have these beliefs, if I'm struggling a little bit, let's say I'm 95% certain or 90, like, that's not unexpected. That can happen. The key thing is for me to act on what I do believe and ask God to help me. You know, absolute certainty may be a myth for you no matter what you do. Let's be fair about this. There's a guy in the Bible who wants Jesus to heal his kid, and he struggles with doubt himself. And he tells Jesus, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. Like, I'm believing and not believing at the same time. I feel like I'm kind of double-minded. Well, Jesus heals his kid. He doesn't blast him into outer space for being a doubter. Even standing there right next to Jesus, he's admitting he's doubting, and Jesus treats him with compassion and shows him who he is. And that's what I wanted to get back to, is like, just act on what you know. What do you know about Jesus, about God? Maybe you're not absolutely certain on a given day, but still act on what you do know. And God will take care of the rest. Look how he was faithful, even with this guy's kid. He is on our side. Don't forget that. He's not waiting for you to have a shadow of doubt so he can blast you. That's not who he is. Maybe you grew up this way too. You'd listen to the radio growing up. It's like, hey, it's National Cream-Filled Donut Day or whatever.
Why that voice?
They always talk like that.
Okay, go ahead.
Whenever you're on the radio, then they get off the radio and have normal voice.
Yeah, right.
Get on the air. Hey.
Okay. Everyone's Sorry. Not Froghorn Leghorn, but go ahead.
Anyway, so they tell you it's National Day of whatever. I don't do that.
I know you do not.
In fact, I do the opposite of whatever that is, because I will not participate. I'm not going to let somebody decide it's National Whatever Day, and then I have to do it.
Right.
So, but it's just interesting. Yesterday was National Be Late for Something Day.
Okay.
Which is your day to shine.
I'm so happy that I was celebrating all day long.
You did. And then, you know what I do? It was hard because I'm usually punctual.
Yes, you are.
And so because it's National Be Late for Sunday, I had to be really punctual. I amped up
my
punctuality, like a finely tuned Swiss watch. I was at everything at the exact second. Because I will, I'm not gonna be mossed around.
You're showing them
even more punctual because of your little holiday.
A man of standards.
Thank you. Perhaps you've noticed this. There are people in our culture who are just determined. You have to smile. Hey, why aren't you smiling? Where's your smile?
That's true.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Sherry smiles naturally and easily. I don't.
Yeah.
But even you probably hear that if you're not smiling.
That is true. What's wrong? Are you angry?
Okay, that is not the way to make somebody smile. Just so you know, if the objective is to make someone smile so you feel better about yourself, that's fine.
Yes.
But I was thinking about this, the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe your grandma did this. I don't know. My grandma was great at this. Like, I wouldn't be smiling. I'm sitting on the floor playing or whatever. And she's like, I see a smile coming. And then, like, point at my stomach and then follow it up, like, up to my chest, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, up to my neck, and then up to there, and I could not resist it.
Yeah, okay, so, but I want to be clear. This is not what you're telling people to do in their workplace.
I think it'll work. It's up to you if you want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe
I'm going to advise against it.
I see a smile coming, you guys, around a big conference table.
That's not all you're going to see coming.
I know the sales figures aren't so good, but there, I see it coming. I see it coming, there it is. Interesting scientific study about people with tattoos and people without. They found that people with tattoos are more likely to make reckless and impulsive decisions.
Oh, get out of here.
That's what it says.
That's just not true. So why are you bringing this to us? Because there's many studies out there.
Well, I just think it's interesting.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't like it, actually.
You don't like
No,
this
I don't have any tattoos, okay. But it makes it sound like you're... To me, it makes it sound like, oh, I'm cool, I'm reckless. Mm-hmm. Like, as a guy.
Oh, I see.
But I can be reckless and impulsive, too.
Without a tattoo.
Without a tattoo.
Well, I don't think reckless and impulsive is something that you should be striving to...
But a lot of guys, it sounds cool. I'm reckless, too. I mean, I kind of live a very planned life.
Mm-hmm.
And so to some people, it may seem like you're not a reckless, impulsive person.
And it's okay not to be reckless and impulsive.
Bam! Hang on a second. Like, for instance, right now. Hey! Everybody!
Oh, my goodness.
I grabbed a puppet. You didn't see that coming?
Well, again.
Oh, wham! It's Whole House Crackers. Out of nowhere. Townhouse.
That actually did take me off guard.
Bam.
There.
Yeah, you don't see it coming.
Yeah.
I can be reckless.
I didn't see any of this
and
coming.
Impulsive, too. Granted, they eat the same thing every day.
Right.
And everything is rather planned, but didn't see the crackers.
Please remember the crackers and the puppet.
Out of nowhere. Nobody saw that coming. Here's a great question. Who am I? What am I, really? I mean, people struggle with this. What am I? I can answer this for you. I totally can. Seriously, the guy on the radio is about to answer this question for you. Here's what you are. You're a little bit of sodium, a little bit of chlorine, some magnesium, but you're mainly carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, calcium, phosphorus. There's a little bit of potassium in there, a little bit of sulfur, trace amounts of cobalt, a little bit of copper, a little bit of zinc, and a touch of iron.
Hmm.
You're a bunch of particles. Yeah, that's all stuff from the dirt. So, there you go. Answered your question. Oh, and this whole bunch of particles is radically loved by its creator. So there you go. Now you know who you are and you can go about the rest of your day. Maybe you've noticed this. Maybe you haven't. How low interest rates are right now for mortgages. And not to get too much into my personal business, but we've mentioned this on the podcast. A friend of mine told me, I didn't think much of it since we bought our place only a year ago, but it told me, they're really low. You should refinance. And so I called Fellowship Home Loans, and oh my goodness, I talked to Mike and Brian, and they're awesome. And we are lopping years off the mortgage, and our monthly payment's going down. So think about that. That's pretty awesome. If you have a mortgage, think about this. They're very good to work with, and Mike and Brian support what we do on the show, so we're excited about that. It's Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. Please tell them you heard about them from us. We'd appreciate that. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell you what, you got to get to the point right now. We have learned this. More data on this. You cannot make people wait. After 16 seconds, we get ticked off. We do not want to wait.
Okay.
That is a fact.
All right.
You got to talk fast. You got to get to the point. People have a shorter attention span than ever, and they get upset. Even if an email, they say the threshold for us for an email, if we don't get a reply within 90 minutes, we're ticked.
We're being ignored.
Right. Okay. Like, we want our phones to charge in 11 minutes or we get ticked. If we're in line for more than 30 seconds, we get ticked. If a web page takes 15 seconds or more to load, we get ticked.
I just want you to know this has gone on for about 35 seconds.
I know, but I got to the point. Did you see how fast I got to the point? Like, right off the bat.
It's rapid. Rapid fire.
But yeah, I'm losing interest too right now, even me. I'm the one doing the thing, and even I am like, okay, what's the point, dude? Come on. Whoa, did you see this? They're coming out with a pickup truck that will cost, it's a Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
Pickup truck, it'll cost six figures.
My goodness, what does that truck have?
It comes with it's a Silverado heavy duty, better be heavy duty.
It's a heavy duty price tag.
With the new High Country trim package, fully equipped, $100,000. $44,000 is now the new average for a pickup.
That's still a lot of money. Man.
Blows me away. Honestly, it's not even the price tag. I'm not going to render a verdict. Like, that's just too much. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to do that, it's up to you.
Right.
I can't.
Okay, why?
Because I'm not man enough for a truck like that. I'm not.
Not even the $44,000 one?
No, I'm not. Because I will hit stuff with it. I can't. They're too big. I'll be in parking lots trying to get around Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, hitting the drive-thru thing.
Yeah, that's too much money to be running things down.
At least I admit it. I am not man enough for that truck. Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. For me, I think I have a longer, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I think I can wait longer to get a text.
Okay. I asked Brant, how long does it take for him to get agitated that someone hasn't returned a text?
I just sent two friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have friends. I have friends that I sent a link to a new archaeological study, and I haven't gotten a response back. And that was about a half hour ago. And that doesn't upset me.
No,
because they need time to digest it.
I was going to say they need time to reflect upon the fact that you sent it.
Mm-hmm. Now, will these friends, like my previous friends, eventually move on and then
from the friendship
ask to be taken off my text list? Yes.
But that'll take a while.
But I might just light a fire. They might be interested in this archaeological study, and then be real friends, even offline.
Yeah, well, that should be nice.
So, yeah,
that's
anyway,
a lot of hope and promise.
Anyway, I can wait a long time. This shirt. Let's talk about this shirt. I got this shirt.
Yeah.
Last
week. Are
those
polka dots?
Not polka dots. Well, but they're light dots. It's a blue shirt with very faint light.
Okay, fine. Dots, yes.
How much should this shirt really cost? So I got it at TJ Maxx.
Okay.
I paid $20, so it was $19.99.
Okay.
But it had its original tags on it.
Okay. What?
This shirt mm-hmm. originally was $260.
No way.
I know. That's what I was saying. I'm like, I put this shirt on. I'm like, a $260 shirt.
No.
How should that feel when I put it on? It should be like, oh my goodness.
You should actually be able to have a conversation with it. Hello, okay. Hello. How are you?
Sure,
I'm good.
You are beautiful. You are incredible. But it's really, I'll hand it to you.
Okay.
This
was 200.
Yeah.
It's light.
I guess.
It's 100% cotton.
Okay.
That's
but
nice.
It's $260. I didn't even know it until I got it home. I'm like, well, this is worth $20, maybe $25.
No.
I don't know how they do this.
That's not $200.
No,
I'm not impugning the shirt. It's so wonderful, and those are in fact polka dots.
But
maybe that's the price hike.
I guess so. It's kind of like, I expect to be blown away by something like that. It should be life changing. $260. This should change my life.
Life changing shirt.
You know, it's way underrated. Asking God for things, asking Him to help with this or help with that, or please do this or please that, and the reason I say that is because we all struggle with prayer in many ways. But the other thing is, like, think about this. This is us cooperating with God in a really healthy way most of the time. Like, I suppose you could do it in an unhealthy way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking, it means you realize He's the one in control. You're not. And He really loves teaming up with us on stuff. He wants a partnership.
Mm.
You could be like, well, why would God want that? I don't know exactly, but, like, He does. He clearly does. He told us to.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the whole asking, giving vibe. So why don't I ask for more? I will. I think this qualifies as breaking animal news. This is really good news to me. I'm very excited about it. Technically, it's not animals, but it's animal-like.
Okay.
They've come up with robotic bats. So robot bats that fly through the air. You could have a whole team of them.
And what would be the purpose of having a...
They can glow in the dark.
Okay.
And I, for one...
For what? Why are...
There's all sorts of purposes.
Can you give us one?
The point is, there's a lot of bad news in the world. And I wanted to bring some good news. I'm excited. I like
this
robots.
This is good news?
I like robots. I like bats. It's just nice to bring up something in the midst of all the negativity that there's still this kind of stuff happening.
Yeah, all right.
That makes me really happy.
Okay.
So robot bats are a thing, so buck up.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.